right. This is Juno Afternoon. I'm your host today, Cheryl Snyder, and we just heard the music of Juno musicians Aaron and Andrew Heist, and they are our guests on the program right now. Hello, Andrew and Aaron. Welcome.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Great. Hi, Cheryl. Thanks for having us.
Hi, Andrew. Yes, great to have you two here. So you both are here to talk about your virtual live performance this Friday, but let's first talk about you both and your music. You've been playing together for years now. How did you first start collaborating musically? And let's, why don't we, since we can't visually see each other. Okay, yeah, you start, Aaron. That's great.
I guess, you know, Andrew and I have been a couple for 15 years now, as of last Folk Fest. And Andrew has been playing for a long time, probably. I think, how old were you, Andrew, when you first started playing? 15?
About that, yeah. So I've been playing acoustic music for about 25 years now, and then I was playing electric music before that, when in middle school and high school, so a long time.
Yeah, so when we first started seeing each other, Andrew was in the Great Alaska Bluegrass Band, and they were gigging practically every weekend, playing at the Island Pub and the Alaskan and the Imperial, and I, you know, had grown up here in Juneau going to the Folk Festival, but hadn't ever really played. And we would have parties at our house where everybody would get together and play music. And I kind of just really wanted to be able to participate on that side. And so Andrew started teaching me how to play guitar. And then maybe 5 or 6 years ago, we started a Cajun band with Sergei Morrison and Meriden Borio, and Clay Good and Colette Costa on the triangle. And that Cajun band really helped me kind of get my chops up as far as playing goes. And then, you know, Andrew and I were always putting together little duet sets for Folk Fest and kind of just kept building and building and building. And now we're doing a lot more playing as a duo.
Mm-hmm. So, Andrew, maybe you can share the song that we heard before you two came on the air was what you started with in your virtual quarantine happy hour. Can you tell us about that song, that first song?
Sure. I heard that song, an album that really was an important duet album to me was one that John Prine, who we lost this year, unfortunately, John Prine and Iris Dement did together. And I believe that they did that, but that album really got me listening to duet stuff. And I know that we sort of traced some of the other songs that they did back to an album that George Jones and Melba Montgomery did together. And Aaron and I both really connected with that George Jones and Melba Montgomery sound, and their vocal ranges kind of matched ours. So that's the original where we traced it back to, was George Jones and Melba Montgomery singing kind of a humorous song, a humorous love song about being in love but not in love with each other. And we sometimes get some sideways looks from people when they realize what the storyline is, but it's all in good fun.
So what makes a good duet song for the two of you? What things do you look for?
I think that there's the musical side, and then there's the content side, the story side. We look for something with a good melody that catches your ear regardless of what the words are saying. And then if there's something about the story that sort of resonates, whether it's a deep or sweet love song, or also there's a lot of duets that are kind of sad country heartbreak songs, and something that kind of hits on a visceral level, whether it's, you know, happiness or sadness, just something that really is emotive. That's kind of the sweet spot, an emotive song that also has a great melody that people can really connect with, and a good platform for harmony singing.
Mm. Aaron, do you want to talk a little bit about the songwriting that the two of you do together?
Sure. Yeah, and this year, especially before COVID started, I made a goal to do some songwriting. And then once kind of everything shut down in March, I kind of really focused in on songwriting pretty heavily. And so I would say out of our duo, I'm definitely the primary songwriter. I have a really strong desire to write original material. And then usually once I have a really good first draft, I play it through with Andrew, and he just has so many years of experience, and he plays a really wide variety of instruments. So then he really helps me kind of fine tune everything and get all the sort of chord shapes and melody lines and harmony parts and the different ways that we arrange, kind of gets all of that stuff really nicely dialed in. So then in the end, we have songs that, you know, the original core idea kind of comes from whatever I've decided to write about. And then he's really bringing in that nice spit and polish to make it something that really sounds good.
So do you tend to start with the lyrics or with the melody?
It's a bit of both. Usually, I guess it tends to be a little bit more of the melody sort of thing, or I find a phrase that really hits my ear. You know, probably the first song I wrote was a song called, Reckoning on the Line. And I had said that in a conversation with a friend, and we're sort of gossiping about somebody. I said, there's a reckoning on the line. Mm-hmm. And just saying that phrase out loud instantly made me think of a song. And so sort of trying to figure out how that phrase fit in a melody line and what would kind of work on the guitar, which is my primary instrument. And then what did that line say about the story that was involved in that song? And I think most of the songs kind of grow in that way, where there'll be one phrase or a melody line that I really like. And then I try and sort of match the melody to the feel of whatever the lyrics are trying to convey.
Mm-hmm. So Erin, you said, a couple minutes ago that pre-pandemic you were thinking a lot about wanting to write a lot more this year. How has the pandemic impacted your art together? Are you finding that you've got a lot more time to be creative and write songs and work on your craft?
yes and no. I mean, I think like a lot of folks, it's felt like it really ebbs and flows. It's been a bit of a emotional roller coaster this year. And so there were definitely periods of time where I felt like I had a ton of energy for songwriting, and then periods of time where I just couldn't even think to try and put energy in that direction. I think for us, the really challenging thing was, I sort of earlier today said it was like having a light switch get flipped when COVID hit. Just all gigs were canceled. Festivals were getting canceled. We really weren't going to be able to jam with people in our sort of typical weekly jams. And so a lot of our other outlets just really felt like they disappeared overnight. So I think it does mean that Andrew and I were able to play together a lot. And we also turned to a lot of online resources. So, you know, the clip that you played was from an online performance that we did for a Facebook group called Quarantine Happy Hour, which does a nightly performance and has done a nightly performance from different people around the world playing roots music every day since, you know, the end of March, I think. So, and we've both been taking online lessons, which has been a nice outlet. But
so in a non pandemic time, how much are you guys playing out and traveling and performing in front of live crowds?
We try to, you know, as a duet, right before the pandemic hit, we were trying to do more and more of that. So we were trying to play at least once or twice a month in Juneau. And then in the summer times, we were also really making it a point to go do some traveling, to go be around other musicians. And we've started going to the Festival of American Fiddle Tunes down in Port Townsend every it's in the end of June, beginning of July. And that's been a huge influence as far as getting to study a variety of fiddle traditions from master musicians. And then also, you know, in the evening, the whole fort is just full of musicians, so the playing opportunities are just really great down there. So we've kind of been building that kind of momentum, trying to gig as a duet at least a couple times a month, and then starting to also do a little bit of traveling. And I was supposed to go to Europe to play some music with a bluegrass group for about a month, and that fell through. So, prior to the pandemic, you know, I was playing in bluegrass, you know, a band called Taking Care of Bluegrass, and we were playing weekly gigs at every Saturday, and then Aaron and I were doing our duet stuff. So we were playing quite a bit.
Yeah. Well, hopefully after the pandemic, all these pieces you had put together for travel and performance will fall right back into place for you. In the meantime, folks can catch you virtually live this Friday night. Andrew, you want to tell us about the Jax Virtual Gallery Walk and your participation in that?
I will actually turn that over to Erin because she was the lead on this project and working with Nancy.
Very good.
We did that online performance in July and realized that we could use those same skills and things that we learned through that performance to do performances for local organizations to kind of keep the fun Juno spirit alive through the winter months. And so we worked with the Juno Arts and Humanities Council. We received a Artworks Cares grant to put on two performances. So the first one is Friday. If you go to the Juno Arts and Humanities Council Facebook page, you just have to show up at that Facebook page at 5 p.m. on Friday and hit your refresh button, and we're going to be performing live for an hour. And you don't have to have a Facebook account in order to watch. And also, it's sort of a fun, sort of interactive kind of performance. You know, we're not necessarily viewing comments, but people are able to communicate back and forth. The viewers can talk to each other and have conversations, which is fun. The following Saturday, I think it's December 12th, we are doing the same kind of performance, but we're going to be doing it on the Amalga Distillery Facebook page. So it'll be the same sort of thing where you just show up to their Facebook page at 5 p.m., hit your refresh button, and then you've got live bluegrass and country duet.
So when you're playing in your living room to a virtual audience, what sorts of things do you need to think about that don't necessarily come into play when you're doing a live show out in a public venue?
I will chime in on this because it really hit me. It was unbelievable how different it is when you finish a song and you are met with complete and total silence. And the first few times that happens, it can be a little bit unnerving, and then you sort of adjust to it. But there's no, you know, when you're performing, there's a give and take with the audience and the performers, and you sort of feed off that energy. And you just sort of have to trust that they're, you know, a lot like radio. The first time you're on the radio, you're sort of talking into a microphone, and you just need to trust that there are people out there listening to you. So that was a big learning curve. And it really helped for us to do some practicing and, you know, record ourselves and go back and watch it and just sort of trust the process. So you kind of forget about the technical aspect of needing to be playing in front of a camera or something like that and just try to be as natural as possible. So we worked out the kinks the first time we did that quarantine happy hour, and it's a little bit different, but having also watched some of our close friends also do some performances like this, we get a lot out of watching that. So we know that what we're doing is going to bring value to people, even though we can't be there in person.
Yeah, absolutely. So so for this Friday's event, we've talked a lot about your songwriting process. Will people hear some of your original music this Friday?
Yeah, we're going to do a couple of the songs that I've written during this pandemic. You know, I'm trying really hard to, I grew up here in Southeast Alaska, and I feel like our landscape and a lot of our sense of community here really has a lot in common with the themes that are really common to bluegrass and country music. And so I've been really working hard to try and write songs that feel, have that same kind of traditional feel of a lot of the music that we play, but really speak to what it means to live here in Southeast and grow up here in Southeast. And so we'll be playing, I think, two original songs on Friday. And then, you know, for the following week for the show that we're doing on the Amaga Distillery page, you know, that's going to be, it won't be an entirely different set of music, but it's going to be pretty different. We're going to try and have different songs for both performances. So, and we'll probably play a couple of my other original songs on that performance as well.
All right. Well, thank you, Aaron and Andrew Heist, for offering this great service to the community. What a treat, even though we can't all be in person, to still get to be live with each other and hear your music. Was there anything else you wanted to share with the community today?
I think just, you know, take a look at the Juneau Arts and Humanities Council website. They've got a lot of stuff up there. There's businesses all over town that are doing events or special sales all related to Gallery Walk, which typically would be this Friday. So that's sort of what our live music is sort of built around, is celebrating Gallery Walk, even if we have to do it online. But there's a lot of local folks who are putting a lot of time and energy to try and keep our community spirit going, even through these sort of dark, difficult times. So
yes,
yeah, just a plug in to check that out.
Absolutely. And I did also see that the Jack is sort of thinking of the whole month of December as Gallery Walk. And so there's going to be events throughout the month that'll be pretty special to check out. All right, Aaron and Andrew, thank you so much to the two of you. We look forward to watching your live performance on Friday on the Jack's Facebook page. Have a great rest of your afternoon.
Thanks, Joe.
You too.